Wow, we finally made it to college. Did you ever think we'd be friends this long? It's been over a decade since your family moved into my area and you started going to my school. I was so mad at you. I was the Simon Says goddess in our class until you showed up and took my crown away from me. Do goddesses have crowns? I guess I'm mixing my metaphors, but you know what I meant. I cornered you during recess about displacing me. Then we started fighting, a good one too. But then those two boys came along and asked if we were making a baby, so we stopped fighting each other and kicked both of their asses. We've been friends ever since. And that friendship has never wavered. Even if you keep showing me up at Simon Says. Playing it at the dorm party earlier reminded me of my past glory. At least until you ended up winning again. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I have never, ever seen you mess up at Simon Says. I did convince you to have a beer since then, so maybe that'll cloud your brain a little bit. Plus, you've never played before with me being Simon. I bet I'd be a good one. Good enough to finally make you lose at Simon Says. So, are you up to the challenge? Good. Then shake on it. Okay, Simon Says shake on it. That wasn't an attempt at a trick. Really. Now, Simon Says stand up. Simon Says sit down. Simon Says stand up. Sit down. I'm being too easy on you. Simon Says touch your nose. Touch your ear. Simon Says touch your ear. Simon Says touch my nose. Stick out your tongue. Simon Says stick out your tongue. Touch your ears. Simon Says grab my shoulders. Simon Says grab my breasts. I didn't think you were going to do it. You're kind of shy. You hesitated for a split second, and then you grabbed them. I thought I had you there for not obeying the command, but you did, and I can hardly slap you now for doing what I told you to do. I think I can still beat you yet. For now, just take your hands off of my breasts, okay? Okay, you're good. I thought you'd fall for that one. Or maybe you just like my breasts that much. Maybe this'll show you how much you really like them. Simon Says let go of my breasts. Oh, you let go. You must not like them that much. I think my feelings are hurt. Your big, strong hands felt nice, too. The teasing isn't cheating, and I will take any advantage I can get. It's too late to add a rule about not telling you to do anything naughty. You can just admit defeat if you want. Otherwise, Simon Says, take off my shirt. You're cutting it close. If you would have waited any longer to start taking it off, I would have disqualified you. But it's not such a big deal. You've already touched them, and as you can see, I'm wearing a bra. Now, Simon Says, take off my pants. Good! Barely any delay there before you started. I didn't expect you to let it get this far. But you're blushing so hard now. I don't think you can handle anything naughtier without passing out, which would mean I win. But let's see. Take off my bra. Wait. Simon Says take off my bra. You do it from the back, silly. That's where it fastens. Here, let me get the clasp for you. You can't lose because you're clumsy or don't know how to unfasten a bra. But will you actually go through with taking it off and having to see my breasts? Good. Of course, I did do all the hard work for you. But you're standing on the wrong side of me. So let me turn around and... ta-da! Look, tatas! You know, tatas, slang for breasts. Did my obscure slang term dumbfound you? Or did seeing me topless do it? Quick, I must take advantage of your distraction. Simon Says grab my breasts again. Well, you weren't too out of it to follow that command. I thought I had you. Instead, you have two handfuls of me. Two very naked handfuls of my breasts, to be exact. You're not really grabbing them, though. It's more like laying your hands on them. I guess I won't disqualify you for it, because you do have to be more literal for this game. Here, let me put my hands over yours, and purely for future reference, show you what grab really means. See? It implies squeezing a bit. Not too much, because I have such sensitive breasts. But enough to know they're being grabbed. Now, back to the game. I'm running out of stuff I'm willing to do to win this, but let's see how your shyness deals with this. Simon says, let go of my breasts and strip down to your underwear. Oh, don't give me that look. If it's too much for you, then you should really stop undoing your shirt. I'm already showing my breasts and rocking this pair of panties. Really, stripping down to your, your kind of cute boxers should be easy compared to having to fondle my breasts. Oh yeah, that was totally a fondle just a minute ago. Practically assault, really. But part of the game, I guess, so I can't complain too much. Now, since you are proving much braver than I expected, Simon says take off your boxers before I count to three. 1. Oh yeah, I'm serious, baby. 2. Looks like I'm gonna win. Aw, really? I never expected you to do that. Or, well, for you to be hard. Really, you pervert? We're just playing a children's game and you're turning it weird? Yes, you should look ashamed. Although, you should be proud of that thing, I guess. It's not the biggest I've seen, but it's kind of cute. You must make all the girls happy with that thing. Oh, right. Sorry. I'm pretty sure you're a virgin. I'm probably the first girl to see that. It's probably why you reacted so much to seeing and touching my body. Well, let's see how you react to this. Simon says, take off my panties. Careful, I like this pair. Maybe try not to let your hands shake so much? Or just give up before we run out of things to do without crossing certain friendship boundaries. We'll just have to see who wants this more. You know, wants to win. Because this should be a good test here. Rub my pussy. Oh, the expression on your face when I said that. And then a split second later when you realized I didn't say Simon Says so you didn't have to do it. I think I almost had you there. It's one thing to get naked in front of you, or to let you grope my breasts. But do you really think I'd let you touch my pussy just for a silly game? Funny, huh? So, Simon says rub my pussy. I didn't think you'd actually do it. But I didn't say stop. I definitely didn't say it with Simon Says in front of it. And for the record, you're doing the laying the hand over thing again instead of what I specified. Oh, that's better. That's definitely a rub. Now stop doing it. No, seriously, you creep, stop touching my pussy. Oh, my bad. I forgot the rules for a second there. I have to phrase it the right way to get you... get you to stop. Simon says, stop rubbing my pussy. Okay. Time to really take my game to the next level. I'm going to lie down on your bed now. Like so. Simon says, lie on top of me. You're moving awfully slow. Are you expecting me to cancel the order, or are you just buying time for yourself to think? But I'm not backing down. I'm going to win this. Good boy. Now, Simon says, push your cock up against my pussy. You're doing it. I think you're going to have a heart attack or maybe die of embarrassment, but you're doing it. Simon says, rub your cock up and down my pussy. Oh, you keep surprising me. But I don't think you have the balls to take this any further. Well, you literally do have the balls to do this, but not figuratively. Go ahead and fuck me. Yeah, I didn't say Simon Says, but if you did put it into me because I said that, I couldn't really complain, could I? Trying to get you to do this stuff without me saying Simon Says is part of the game. You'd lose the game, but then you'd at least get to feel a pussy around your cock. I'll even say it again. Fuck me. Put that big, hard cock into my tight, wet pussy. Technically, that's consent. I could withdraw it after you got it in me and had lost the game, but I'd probably be so delirious with joy from having actually beaten you that I could forget for a few minutes. Or is it that you don't really want to fuck me? We've known each other for so long, I must be like a sister to you. Touching my breasts and pussy are one thing, but fucking me? I'll bet you can't do it, so I should change my strategy accordingly. Simon says, put your cock all the way into me. Oh, fuck, you actually did it. And you took my goddamn virginity, too. Thanks for that, jerk. But as long as your cock is in me, go ahead and move it in and out a little. Oh, really? You're still focused on the game? Well, to be fair, I was hoping to catch you with that one. But fine. Simon says move it in and out a little. Slowly. Oh, that's nice. Simon says keep doing that, but maybe a little faster now? Simon says fuck me slowly, like you would your girlfriend. Getting fucked by you makes it harder to focus on the game. Don't you just want to admit defeat and focus entirely on fucking me? You just have to say you give up, or do something to me that violates my orders? Huh. Fine, be that way. Simon says fuck me harder. Oh, yes. Now rub my breasts, too. Simon says rub my breasts. Rub my breasts while you fuck me. Simon says fuck me harder. Simon says pound my pussy with that wonderful cock of yours. Yes, it's so good. You're going to make me come. But I want it to be perfect. When I come, I want you to come in me. Get ready to come. Okay, I'm ready. I'm about to come, so come in me. Please come in me. I can feel your cum shooting into me. But I didn't say, Simon says. Well, it looks like I win at Simon Says, since you came in me without me saying Simon Says. On the other hand, you won by totally fucking your best friend. That has to count for something. And I guess this doesn't really prove that I'm the Simon Says champion. For that to be the case, I'd have to follow all of your instructions correctly. I'd have to do every single thing you said, no matter how perverted it was. As long as you said Simon Says, I'd have to do it to you, or let you do it to me. But if I did all of it, I'd definitely be the champion. And you'd get another go at your best friend's sexy body. So we both have an incentive. But that's something for tomorrow. For now, it's too far back to my dorm room. So you're stuck with me tonight. Just don't get any crazy ideas because we happened to fuck earlier. That was purely for the game. Here you are not doing anything else to me tonight. Well, unless I say Simon Says, then you pretty much have to. Good night.